Hello, Ominous Archive members. Welcome back to the library. Nick and M sent me down here to read you a story called The Register, a Nessie tale. It appeared in the library shortly after their episode on the Loch Ness Monster. Are you ready? Here we go. The entries were supposed to be routine, and most of them were. It was only Terry's second week, but he could already see a pattern across time. Time, date, location, a brief description, sometimes a photo, usually unclear, often dismissed. The official Loch Ness Monster Sightings Register received submissions daily, and most required only a courtesy review before being archived. Rarely did something truly spark interest. I'm out of here, kid. Remember what I told you. Don't go deep diving into any specific claim that comes in. Log it, flag it if it seems sketchy. You know the drill by now. Martina gave Terry a soft pat on the shoulders as she made her way out of the small dark office. Drive safe, Tina, and I only deep dived that first week. I almost didn't even believe this job was even real at first. Oh, it's real, all right. So real that we've had employees who've gone looking at the lock themselves only to end up disappearing. Martina turned, her short curls bouncing. You know, a guy also about, I don't know, 10 years back became obsessed, said something about time moving differently in those waters. One day he just woke up, quit, and said he was going to the lock, floated out on a boat, and floated back to shore dead. Because the wake, you know, it's strong. It has a way of capsizing boats, you know. Terry sat back. Did you know him? Nope. Started here about 8 years back. From what I know, he got obsessed with the entries and was convinced he was seeing some, I don't know, secret message or something. But anyway, I have to go. Have a good night, Terry. Terry had been employed at a library for nearly 2 years, so he was already used to archiving, but it still felt strange to work in a place where folklore was treated as fact. Surely, if so many people believed in the Loch Ness Monster, it had to be real. Martina's story proved something, at least. The missing employee probably hadn't been attacked by a mythical creature, but his belief in it was enough to pull him into danger in pursuit. Terry shook off the thought and returned to work. And at first, the work did feel mechanical, almost mundane, since it was always the same process. Categorize, cross-check, approve or flag. Patterns emerged quickly. Misidentified wakes, drifting debris, the occasional seal reported as something larger. The language of the entries varied, but the explanations rarely did. But on this day, Terry noticed a pattern. It wasn't obvious at first, just a phrase in each description that appeared more than once. Watching from beneath the surface. Different users, different dates, no connections between them. The descriptions surrounding it changed. Some mentioned ripples, others shadows, but the line remained consistent, almost identical in wording. Terry pulled the entries. There were several entries spanning decades. He began to organize them. 1996, a fisherman describing still water, then movement. Something was watching from below. 2006, a tourist noting something tracking the boat and something watching below the surface. And in 2016, a grainy image submission, unusable, of course, but accompanied by the same phrase. Each one ended the same way. No sightings above the surface, no clear shape, just the sense of being observed from below. He searched older records. The database extended back decades, though earlier entries were less structured, scanned documents, transcriptions, fragments of handwritten notes. It took time, but he found more. 1976. A diver's report. Brief, incomplete, describes the feeling of being watched from below. 1966. A typed submission referencing movement beneath but not rising. Eyes watching. The wording again wasn't identical, but the experiences aligned and stood out. The witnesses all claimed that whatever was present was aware of them, watching from a safe depth below the surface. These reports occurred almost precisely every 10 years. Terry leaned back from the screen. It wasn't the content that unsettled him. It was the consistency. Independent reports should vary. Memory distorts, language shifts, but this felt fixed.
as though the same observation had been repeated, unchanged, every decade since the sightings of Nessie first began. Then he noticed the newest submission in bold. It had just appeared. It wasn't there a second ago. Terry could be sure of it. Timestamp, May 6th, 2026. The date looked off, and for a moment he wondered how it could already be May. The thought passed quickly once he realized the pattern, the year. Exactly 10 years since. He opened it. No attached image, no location data beyond the general tag for Loch Ness. The description field said, surface conditions still, no wind, visibility low, no object observed above water. He paused. The wording started to sound familiar, and he felt his hair prickle. He continued reading. Movement detected below, not rising. Pressure built at the back of his throat, but still he scrolled. It is not passing through the area. It is remaining in position. The cursor blinked at the end of one final sentence. It is watching from beneath the surface. Terry exhaled slowly. He squinted at the screen, unsure whether this was one of the older logs he had already found. He leaned in close enough that his nose nearly touched the glass. That was when he saw the submitter's name. It was his. He stared at it, waiting for it to change. It didn't. His username, his credentials, logged as the source. He checked the timestamp again. May 6th, 2026, Terry glanced at the clock on his screen. It was May 1st, 2026, 2:14 a.m. And suddenly, he felt an indescribable urge to take a trip to Loch Ness.